Here we are with Congressman Joe Courtney, a great friend of the Congressional Corner who comes around when we ask him to, and we are so delighted to have you, Joe. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Alan. Always a pleasure.
Okay, so let me start by asking you about, let's do politics this time, the hell with everything else. Okay, here we go.
Sure.
So is it a bad idea, like the CEO of Starbucks, to run independent campaigns in 2020?
I think it is, and not just because I always go to Dunkin' Donuts and not Starbucks.
You know, you're the second one today. You're the second one today who did that. When I mentioned it in my interview with Governor Cuomo today, he said exactly the same thing.
Well, that's good to hear. I always thought Dunkin' Donuts was more of a New England thing than a New York thing, but I'm glad it's, you know, I actually just prefer it, to be honest with you, but the... but again, this is in my opinion, the wrong approach. The you know, when you really sort of boil it down, 2020, and we say this all the time, you know, most important election, you know, of our time. But this one, you know, in terms of just what happened in 2016, the damage that's been done to, I think, the stature of our country in terms of our allies and folks around the world because of just, you know, pure erratic policies and U-turn changes of direction that have been going on. Obviously, the what's happened to the public finances of this country since the Trump tax bill passed, and again, just a whole host of reasons. This election is an absolute must-win situation for the country and, frankly, for other parts of the world. I was in London in December on a congressional parliamentary conference to sort of talk about, you know, what's going on with Brexit, what's happening in the U.S., in the continent. And there are similar strains in terms of what's going on around the world in terms of particularly of right-wing populism. And, you know, that's certainly in the Brexit instance created this ungodly mess over there, and certainly echoes of that are in the U.S. and Italy, Hungary, you know, yellow vest movement in France. I mean, we're in a very precarious moment, and that I'm not trying to be hysterical and over dramatic, but I feel like, you know, when it comes time to go to the ballot box, like this country did in 2018 and soon in 2020. You know, people like the CEO of Starbucks have got to recognize that, you know, history is really watching this one, that you know, there's so much hinging in terms of just kind of, you know, reestablishing norms of rule of law and stability that, you know, people can't just sort of get swept up in their own sort of exuberance or ego. That you know, they're the one. You know, it's running for president requires an amazing effort of coalition building and networking that somebody, you know, just kind of parachuting in from the outside is just not capable of doing. And that's with total respect for this gentleman, who, you know, I don't know him at all, but I just feel that you know, this is serious business, and we've got to get it right.
You know, I've always felt the ego is one of the worst parts of the body. So I think you make a very good point. So I wanted to ask you about the presidential race. You know, there are an awful lot of people. I don't want you to tell me, because I know what you're going to say. Well, I made up my mind. Yeah, I don't watch the evidence. But I get it all. But what is interesting about it is there are so many. There could be 45, I think I counted the other day. 45? That's got to hurt the Democrats, doesn't it, in terms of...
No, it's at some point, I mean, this is not a debate club. You know, we have to act, and we need to come together and be ready to, you know, mount an effort that's going to require a lot of unity of purpose. And so, you know, again, I know of some of the people. I know some of the people, and I do think that the magnitude of what, you know, is at stake here, I think, really is understood, and hopefully that's going to at some point prevail over people that, you know, that you know, some of the normal sort of back and forth and hit and run that happens sometimes in primaries, you know, that people have got to recognize that, you know, if you're not going to be the one at the end of the process, that you want to, you know, keep the party in as strong a position as possible moving forward. And but now that I'm sort of not even really a full superdelegate, you know, I can just have an opinion like everybody else.
Yeah, well, Hillary Clinton says she's thinking of running again. Would that be a mistake?
I think so. And again, I'm not, you know, somebody who is a Hillary, you know, super critic, but I just feel that, you know, that really, I think, would just kind of energize the other side like almost no other candidate possibly could. And I do think, you know, in my experience, having just gone through the 2018 election, you know, there are folks from the Trump voting base, and we had a lot of them in eastern Connecticut. It was his best district of the five congressional districts, you know, that he has diminished and he's slipped. And you know, we really, in my opinion, don't want to, you know, let an opportunity like that slip through our fingers by having a candidate that maybe was in some respects the primary motive for why they voted the way they did in 2016. So, you know, she's going to have, I think her importance and value, I think, is going to be recognized in other ways. But I personally would hope that she does not jump into the race.
Have you had any chance to talk to AOC?
You know, just very briefly, and she was delightful. And as somebody who ran twice as a challenger, I know how hard it is to do what she did. To run as a challenger, I mean, you're always surrounded by negativity, and you know you can't
old
do
friends,
it.
Old friends, yeah, old friends.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And so, I admire that, and you know, I think that, you know, part of the, you know, the strength of our democracy is the ability to you know, hit the refresh button, and sometimes unexpected things happen. Joe Crowley is a good friend, and but I think he's going to find other ways to contribute as well, and. And I think that, you know, she has a great opportunity with the following that she has to make a big impact.
How's Governor Lamont doing, the new governor?
Great. Absolutely great. I think, you know, he has already sent a signal out with a new team that he's assembling. He has been, you know, very accessible. He danced up a storm at the inauguration, which you would never have seen Dan Malloy do, and I'm not being a knock on Dan. You know, us Irish guys sometimes get a little inhibited, you know, and doing dancing and things. So I had a very funny conversation with Ned where he said that the next day people thought maybe Connecticut had already legalized marijuana because of the way he was dancing on the dance floor, I love that self-deprecating sense of humor.
Well, I assume you're going to legalize it. My hometown of Great Barrington, Massachusetts, the lines are around the block.
And some of them, I'm sure, have Connecticut plates.
And they sure do. And when
I'm in enough bar fights to jump into too many issues, but I think you're right. I think you're right.
Well, you know, that's a famous family, the Lamont family.
He's a really good person. We had this local issue in eastern Connecticut. The state police was trying to locate a gun range out in the middle of the largest state forest. It would have been a real travesty to have that happen. And it was pretty far along. And during the campaign, he talked to the people in the town and, you know, walked the area, understood, you know, really what a mistake this was. And on Friday, he announced publicly that the project is being canceled. I'll tell you, people, you know, the depth of feeling that people had and the appreciation for him doing that was unbelievably strong. And it shows that he really is going to be his own man. He's just not a continuation of the prior administration.
Well, you know, I could go on talking to you. It's so much fun, Joe Courtney, a Democrat of Connecticut's 2nd District. You are terrific, and I just...
Well, it's
just
a great show, Alan, and I hope we'll do some more.
And we will. If you can stand it, I sure can. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Absolutely. Take care.
Thanks, Admiral. Bye.
Yep.